explicit content. Any combination of the following topics could be included in our show: murder, rape, war, climate change, racism, sexism, violence, sexual violence, homophobic violence, heterocentrism, discrimination and abuse against individuals of nonconformist sexuality, domestic violence, child abuse, child rape, child neglect, elderly abuse, verbal abuse, police brutality, microaggressions, ableism, cyberbullying, genital mutilation, ideological extremism, and people just being total fucking assholes.
Indeedly do, neighbor, and people just being total fucking assholes. And anybody tuned in, you folks that tune into the Facebook live feed regularly, could you hit up Phoenix Kalita and tell her that the program is on? I didn't plan things out very well, and well, this is what's happening right now, right? The laptop cameras, they're just not they're not reading into the Facebooks. Tried to go live on the YouTubes, they're not doing it. They're just not. I went in Google Chrome, made sure they were enabled, like in the Google Chrome settings. They are enabled, but those cameras are just not picking up on the Google-fied Chrome on this here laptop Arino, which is like, great, planned obsolescence is what I smell. I always assume that. So I went live on video from the handheld smart device right here in front of me. And I didn't think, oh, I need that handheld smart device to tell Phoenix Kalita that the program is on. And I didn't think that. So somebody could tell Phoenix Kalita, hey, man, why don't you come on in here and get on in on this here Hawaiian Cellarin. All right, so it is Moral Monday and sex workers' rights in the wine cellar. I could have swore she'd probably be able to hear me here. I guess, you know what? What if I share it and tag her? Then she'll be like, oh, man, they're having a good time. But sex workers' rights in the political process. And I have something that is interesting. And then something else that's like, I was looking at it. And it's a swerfy leaning piece. And I'm pretty sure that I have my critiques. Let me, share this and tag Phoenix Kalita, because this ain't right. Abby Larson on the Facebooks. All right. So now, and what the holy heck darn else is going on there, right? And that one's coming off of Reason.com. And then, Schumer... that says the Senate could force Trump to nominate a moderate Supreme Court pick. Because Chuck Schumer is allowed to say words about things in front of microphones. At any given time, Chuck Schumer could be saying words about things. Unchecked, no one cares, they just let him do it. They don't consider the fact that whatever he's saying is most likely Bull Scheigelman. Indeedly do. And let me go ahead and edit that. Typically what's going on here is Phoenix Kalita has the headlines while I do tech stuff. So right now what's actually happening is I'm trying to cover headlines while putting the video feed into the website post and then clicking update it. And now it has been updatified. I can reload it. I'll tell you what. And then what the holy heck darn else, oh, cops arrested some colored feller, a Negro man, and then he called him Nazis, and he got himself a special little charge there. Yeah, he sure did. And apparently there's some advice going around. This coming off of NBCNews.com, and the advice is sell out as fast as you can. All right. And AT&T, they're doing a buy, and Phoenix Kalita was telling me earlier today that it's gonna compete with Google and Facebook with this buy, and it has something to do with advertisement currency. Yeah, it's I find that a taste bit inter and or esting. that, but holy heck darn. Whoa, that thing just decided to reload itself there. That is outstanding. and a fire breaks out in a garage of commercial buildings. Wait, is that Toronto? Turnto? What is that news outlet? Turn210.com. Okay. Turn210.com. And that's yeah, you did the show notes. Well, what's that story about?
Which one?
A fire breaks out in a garage of commercial buildings.
Oh, that's not actually supposed to be the story.
Oh, I copied and pasted your links.
Well, that's nonsense. No, that was actually supposed to be.
Yeah, so what I do, I copy and paste the whole thread. And then I just edit out the parts that have, like, your Facebook name, and I just edit that stuff out. Just delete. And, what? Central Falls officer arrested and accused of, pointing a gun at a whole man.
Oh, right. Yes, that was what the story was actually supposed to be, and the fire one was supposed to be deleted.
Oh.
Because that's the same outlet.
Oh.
Yes, where that one was, like, a female officer invited.
Yeah, I don't know. I don't know why it did that.
I don't know if that was either.
Is that Blog Talk Radio? Oh, Blog Talk. It's saying I got disconnected from the Blog Talk Radio, so I'm just going to end the episode. Yeah, because I don't want to make all that noise reconnecting.
Wait, how did Blog Talk Radio disconnect you?
I don't know.
Okay.
Yeah, but you know what? Something's going on with Google Chrome. It's not handling my camera. It's Google Chrome has gone completely whack.
Oh, it doesn't want you to update again? Or something.
Shoot, I have, you know what? I don't know if Google Chrome updates. I know the computer, I did do the latest update. Okay. And I'm just throwing planned obsolescence out there. That's what I'm going with.
Yeah.
Yeah. And what Sophia Loco's out there and said this is you said appreciating your house dress. Looking at the Facebook's live. She wears that everywhere.
I do.
She like she wears everything everywhere.
Yes, I like being comfortable.
Yeah, got it down there at the Ross.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, now. All right, so yeah, you had these stories. I still don't have the link up everywhere.
Oh, yeah. Right, so the, I guess we can do the one that we finally found about the Central Falls officer arrested for pointing a gun at a woman. You know.
Good cops.
Hashtag good cops. Central Falls, Rhode Island. Officer Eileen Crenshaw, age 46, was arrested and charged with domestic felony assault. She's accused of pointing a gun at a woman's head whom she had invited over to do her laundry. She invited her friend over to do laundry, and then they got into a fight and she pulled out a gun on her. I don't know what the fuck happened.
Wait, a woman pulled a gun on a woman?
Yes.
I thought it was a feller. I just, you know what? It's a logical assumption.
That's because you're a misandrist.
Again, like much like with other things, you think William's going to apologize for that?
No, William does not apologize.
Don't be a fool.
Crenshaw had been a police officer for 10 years and is currently suspended without pay, pending the outcome of the case, according to Police Chief James Mendonca. According to the police report, Crenshaw invited a woman to her home on June 25th to do laundry. The two got into an argument that night, and Crenshaw told the woman to leave. The woman said Crenshaw then began to push her out of the house, but wouldn't give her laundry back. I know.
You gonna keep a nigga clothes?
Right? That's fucked up, right?
You just gonna keep their undershorts that been all in their nether regions?
Yes.
Michael Wright said, what's going on, colored folk?
Hi.
That there, Michael Wright. What's going on? Oh, Michael Wright, you don't know what I have. I've been on the Amazon.com. Found some fly ass dashiki shirts. Shit's running like $8.99 and whatnot. I will be ordering.
Mm-hmm. I couldn't find any dashikis I liked. I looked. So then someone else arrived outside the home and was banging on Crenshaw's door to see what was going on. The police report states that Crenshaw opened the door and said, quote, "Do you want to play?" And then pointed a pistol at the woman's head and pushed her to the ground. I don't know what the fuck. I don't understand how laundry day turned into pulling guns on niggas. I don't know.
And just like, what, did she like, she always just wanted to quote the Chucky doll her whole life? She just couldn't wait for that moment?
And you know, if you look at her face.
Aw, shit, man. Come on. It's on the I think the mugshots in the thing on like on the post.
Yes.
Like it's embedded. It's in wineandsolamedia.com, so you can actually go see that with this episode post.
Mm-hmm. When the victim reported the incident to Providence Police, officers noted she had multiple scratches and bruises on her arms and legs. The police report said Crenshaw, are you ready for it? Are you ready for it? Invited the woman over to do laundry in order to make amends about a prior argument.
Wait, make amends? That's what guns are for?
It's an amendment, right?
That sounds so. Guns make amends. That sounds like when you're watching Luke Cage and they keep saying the guns keep the peace. What, nigga?
Crenshaw's out on bail, hopefully without her gun. Yeah, I thought that was a little fun story.
Jesus Christ!
So don't do laundry at her house because she will pull a gun on you.
Now you'll want to go to it's not in your regular show notes. You'll want to go to winecellarmedia.com. Actually, I'm actually already there. So this is what the episode is titled for.
Okay.
Because we've got your stories.
Yes.
But I was just looking at my news.google.
Yes.
And I mean, no surprise. I mean, this has always been something that you hear from people that call themselves libertarians. They're like, oh man, you know, just people just be fucking, just let them pay the fuck, man, you know?
Yeah.
Be fucking, and they probably use the word prostitutes or whores. Which I gotta listen to that Alex Jones clip again.
Mm-hmm.
You know, but this is on reason.com, which is always an interesting website. I don't know their angle. They seem like civil liberties types.
Is it Elizabeth Nolan Brown?
Yeah.
Yes. Okay.
Okay, so they kind of have an ideological assortment.
Elizabeth Nolan Brown, in particular, is very pro-sex worker, so it's probably going to say sex worker. However, she is also a libertarian, so...
Uh-huh. Yeah, this seems like such a civil liberties website where it's like, but I only get shit in my feed from them where I'm like, that seems like pretty productive, constructive analysis.
Yeah.
You know, but I think they probably have some shit that I think is bullshit.
Probably. But yeah, actually, if you want to be updated about sex worker stuff, Elizabeth Nolan Brown is good to follow. We follow each other on Twitter.
You should bring her on the program.
Ooh, I could, probably.
Yeah, bring her on the program. Talk that gangster shit.
Mm.
There goes Raymond Loco, the fucking man that has fucking 8 hairstyles in 1 year. Didn't that nigga have like fucking 3-foot dreadlocks?
Mm-hmm.
And now he's bald?
Mm-hmm.
And then like he had a finger wave last week?
Mm-hmm.
Finger wave wearing motherfucker. What's your problem, Raymond? And
we just had a lovely conversation about the prospect of owning piranhas as pets.
I need to look at a video of them, because like somebody said, they're not nearly as ill as like what cartoons and movies and shit made you think they were growing up.
I think it's because they're not that big, right? Like the only reason that they're so dangerous is because like they swim in schools.
Yeah, and is their mouth really like such a high percentage of their body?
No, but they do have a lot of teeth.
Okay, so they're kind of gnarly with the teeth.
Yeah.
Raymond Loco over here laughing while he got Jericho juice. What hairstyle you got this evening?
Do-rag.
And it literally is a do-rag. Like, his hair actually changed texture and became a do-rag. Like, that's... I think that's how that works.
Mm-hmm.
So this is Elizabeth Nolan Brown on Reason.com. Libertarian Party adopts a new sex work plank, becomes only notable U.S. party to endure prostitution decriminalization. And so she leans in on it with the Libertarian Party, officially supports the decriminalization of prostitution, according to a new plank in the party's political platform. This makes the LP the only notable U.S. political party to stand unequivocally for sex workers' rights and in opposition to cops caging people for consensual sex. And I wouldn't be surprised. Oh, only because cops are cops and they take your tax dollars. They might be against cops raping sex workers as well.
Maybe. I don't know about the Libertarian Party itself, but I know Elizabeth Nolan Brown is. Like, she's...
Yeah, Elizabeth as an individual.
Yeah. But, I mean, I suppose that, like, what? Under a basic libertarian argument that cops raping sex workers is bad because you're denying sex workers autonomy and liberty, no?
Yeah. Yeah, and everybody's supposed to have their civil fracking liberties, and everybody's supposed to be able to engage in the free market, right, which is supposed to be a market without landlords, but who do I pay rent to? The Libertarian Party officially supports the decriminalization of prostitution, according to it, and this is a quote, and it says, "We assert the right of consenting adults to provide sexual services to clients for compensation and the right of clients to purchase sexual services from consenting sex workers," reads the new language adopted.
I like the way that they frame that specifically, so you can't possibly conflate that with sex trafficking. Like, they, like, leaned in on consenting sex workers, like, to make it very clear that this will not be conflated with human trafficking in any way.
Hmm. Somebody thought about it.
Yeah.
And so that's been adopted by the Libertarian National Convention, the LNC, in New Orleans. The convention brings together Libertarian Party members for forums, speeches, and debates. While delegates vote on proposed amendments to the party's platform and bylaws and who will be the national leaders. I think they should just fight in each other's lawns over it.
But what if they just post racist tweets instead?
Tacky. Tacky. Like, niggas don't want to win shit.
Yeah, well...
Sophia Logo said, saying prostitution as her ringtone. That's easy to do, right? Like, if I just send her an MP3 of it.
Probably.
Like, yeah, like that. Like, these days, you could probably do that yourself. It's not like it was in 2003.
You have to pay, like, $3 a month to do it.
Yeah, and you gotta fucking, like, take a plane to China, tell them that you predict the iPhone so they can get out ahead of it. Some shit. Doobadoop, skip, flop, bibbidi-doo. Let's see. So after some debate Monday morning, delegates adopted the decriminalization amendment as plank 2.8 of the party's platform. That's, y'all niggas ain't got, I act like I know what the fuck these planks are. But two? That's it?
Well, 2.8. We have no money, like, how many 1 points there are.
Oh, shit. Yeah. Shit, y'all.
Or maybe this is just like an amendment of one.
1 point. Your party has no points. The most well-known libertarian is a Republican. The previous platform made no mention of sex work or prostitution. The language of the new amendment was drafted by sex workers. Hey!
How about that?
Get the fuck out of here. And LP delegates rejected a similar amendment in order to approve the sex worker pinned version. The LP's move comes the same week McMurica's other most popular party, most popular third party. I was like, that sentence don't come across right. the Greens, they explicitly rejected a platform that protects sex workers' rights.
Yeah, they're leaning towards Nordic model over there with the Green Party.
Out.
Yeah. Don't do it. Out. Don't fucking do it.
Or actually, you gotta find a way to lobby at them niggas. They're probably easier to get to.
Probably.
Yeah, and then just fundraise for the trip, and, you know, niggas will help out.
Yeah.
And fucking, yeah, go lobby with them niggas. Kick that gangster shit. Start tweeting at Ajamu Baraka. All right. This is a quote from Skibby Flibby Doo. Oh, it doesn't name the person. All right, so it says, this is a quote, though. "In a not surprising yet still disappointing move, the Green Party failed to pass a platform resolution calling for the decriminalization of sex work. The Sex Workers Outreach Project noted on the Twitters this morning, quote, instead, they retain their current platform, which recommends the Nordic model criminalization and conflates trafficking with sex work." Okay, so the quote was from the Twitter.
The quote was from Swap, yeah.
Yeah, their account.
That's who the fuck I need to get a job. I need to get a job with Swap.
Yeah. Yeah, whatever the hell it is, man. Fucking paper clips and shit, nigga. I don't know. Are you passing out condominiums to folks?
Maybe.
Yeah.
That's illegal, but.
Oh, jeez.
Yeah. Yay, Sesta Fosta. It's promoting prostitution to encourage safer sex practices. Woo! Winning.
In voting that ended July 1st, Green Party delegates rejected a proposed platform amendment that would add decriminalization to the platform. The measure was co-sponsored by the Green Parties of Alabama, Colorado, North Carolina, and Utah, and the Lavender Greens. How the fuck is you Lavender Green?
That might be an LGBTQ reference.
Oh, I was like, niggas, you Crip blood too? What the fuck is happening? All right, the Lavender Greens. So, maybe I should probably look it up, see who these niggas is. Matter of fact, yeah, you got it. All right. So, Phoenix Leader's looking up the Lavender Greens and the Youth Greens. Quote, "It is the opinion of the authors of this document that the party's current stance on sex work is morally indefensible, ideologically incoherent, and politically damaging." They suggested the amendment failed.
What up? Yeah, it's the LGBTQ branch of the Green Party.
Yeah, and lump them all together.
Yeah.
You know, because like cis white gay men, same thing as trans black women.
Yes.
Jesus. Everybody knows that. Fuck. That's why I barely say that. And I remember like that used to be a thing where it's just like remember people just be like, is that person LGBT? How the fuck are you all those things?
Yes, I am a gay trans lesbian.
How about, does that person like to play volleyball? Does that person like to cook? Is that person into gardening? There's so much more about that motherfucking person. Find out before they become another obituary on an episode of this program. The Democratic platform makes no mention of prostitution or sex work, though it does contain at least a dozen references to sexual orientation. The Republican platform also avoids commentary on prostitution, though it does claim that pornography, which with its harmful effects, especially on children, has become a public health crisis that is destroying the lives of millions.
I love how porn is a public health crisis for children, but school shootings aren't. Okay.
What?
I think we should apply their gun logic to porn. Oh, porn's more porn. We'll solve the porn problem.
Yeah, that's all they don't know the vernacular. It's like, that's not what they mean when they say money shot. Like, listen and learn, McPublicans.
They won't. They
fucking
can't.
Fucking clowns. And Elizabeth Nolan Brown is an associate editor at Reason Magazine. You can be like Phoenix and follow her on Twitter, or you can be like Elizabeth and follow Phoenix on Twitter at Uppity Negress. Two P's.
Why not both?
Follow both of them, niggers.
Yeah.
Both of them. I don't know if Elizabeth does.
She's very white and very blonde, but all right.
Fucking yellow-headed nigger homan. All right, let's take a look here. What the? Sophia Loco said, fucking on it. Raymond Loco said, wait, handing out condoms is illegal? All right. This is an educational program.
Yes, according to SESTA FOSTA, which was the legislation to prevent sex trafficking, particularly online, but also just in general, one of the things is anybody who is promoting or helping facilitate sex work. What happened?
Not to it.
Anyone who is promoting or helping facilitate sex work is considered a criminal who is aiding in human trafficking. So that means if you happen to have a bunch of condoms and you go to, like, a place where you know sex workers happen to frequent, and you hand out condoms to them, you are now helping to promote and facilitate prostitution, which means you are now guilty of pandering, pimping, or trafficking, depending where you are, what state you're in, and how much of an asshole the district attorney is.
Freeman said, the only thing that stops a bad guy with a hard-on is a good guy with a hard-on.
I would watch that porno.
I think that's like pro-bottoming propaganda, I think.
It's supposed to be like Joker and Batman just work it out for real.
Yeah, they could have when they were in that cell.
They could have.
That was a hot and heavy scene. Right? Where is he? Yeah, that was a good. Or the one where you had that when the cop was in the cell with him. And it's like, you know, which one of your friends do you want to know where? Good guys without hard-ons, like he, you know, he, like Heath Ledger was rocking that shit.
Yes, The only thing that can save the situation is a good guy with a hard on. So, see, we're not misandrous.
See, and that's why shouldn't have went with Trump. He just shows up limp with little hands. He can't even get himself a hard on. He can't get his fingers around. He ain't gonna work.
He really legitimately does have little hands, though. It's fucking weird.
Yeah.
It's weird.
It is, man. The fella ain't right, man. Knuckles look like broken toes. Boy, I tell you what. Let's take a look over here. And for some reason, I ended up on cracked.com.
Oh, Jesus.
Which is never good.
No.
But I was there. And I was like, ooh, guess what? When I was in elementary school, I learned how to read. Let's put that skill to work. So these people, they make a lot of sense. So these are five ugly things you learn as a sex slave in the modern world. You don't like Swerfs? I remember what led me to this was, somebody saying something like, can we just have, people who are not sex workers or ex-sex workers never talk about sex work?
Yes. Which is hilarious because you know who says that's a bad argument? Megan Murphy from Feminist Current, who is a huge Swerf, by the way, said, that's not fair to tell us we can't talk about sex work because it affects all women, even non-sex workers.
Well, Megan Murphy also really likes noted white supremacist Lena Dunham. And Lena Dunham gets paid to do like simulated sexual contact on her program.
Yes. But it was with a Negro, so it doesn't count.
Aw, oh, I feel sorry for the brother.
What the fuck is his name? Childish Gambino? Wasn't that him?
Oh, they deserve each other.
Maybe. Fuck. I don't know. I don't watch her show. But I know there was, like, an interracial sex scene that people were displeased about.
Yeah. All right. So, it said, it not only, let's see, so they said, last year we wrote an article with a woman who spent her childhood and early adulthood as a sex slave. Now, if this is true, now, that's fucking horrible, right?
I would just like to know, I would like more specificity if we could. Like, her childhood, like, she started when she was, like, a toddler and until she was, like, 20? Like, what is childhood here?
They don't have to be specific. When you're talking about whores...
Which is like, because that's that shit they do. They're like, the average age of entry into the sex industry is 12 years old. I'm going to negate to add the fact that that study was based on underage workers and the oldest one was 16, though. Like, what?
Right, that's like how, there was one, and this was a bad blow for the left, because it was something about, like, the shit that they use for farming, that Monsanto-type shit.
Yeah.
And they were studying the shit on rats.
Yeah.
And the rats got killed, but the rats were, like, already fucked up.
Right.
Yeah.
Right.
Like, they use already fucked up rats for the testing. Like, nigga, give me some healthy goddamn rats. All right, so the sex slave, and for some reason, a bunch of readers declared our source a fraud.
You know what, though? Honestly, that's, like, a pretty frequently occurring thing. People will say that they're trafficked because then they, like, get those speaking gigs and those platforms, and they've never been trafficked. And then you start asking them for details, and their fucking details don't make sense. That was, like, that Stella Maher shit, which was, like, back when. She was one of the most prominent voices of the anti-trafficking movement, and then it turned out she was never actually a sex worker, let alone a trafficked sex worker. She was talking shit about, like, she was locked up in hotel rooms. People went through and looked through her, like, records, and it turns out that this time she was allegedly trafficked and locked in a hotel room, she was having an affair with a married college professor who bought her a condo in Manhattan. She was living in a condo in Manhattan. She was not locked up in a hotel room with some fucking shady Eastern European niggas being trafficked.
Wait. Was this rich man white?
Yes.
Okay, so that's a shady European. All right, are condos buildings that other people live in? Sounds like a hotel to me. Sounds like a hotel to me.
Mm.
So she was... Did the doors have locks? Did she lock the door when she went home?
Yeah, she did lock the door when she went
okay,
home.
Okay, so she was locked in a hotel room...
Uh-huh.
...with a shady European.
Mm-hmm.
Blam. Welcome to it.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
These are the car... Show me the Carfax, baby.
Okay.
All right. He's mad because I make the arguments. They're very coherent. A lot of sense has been made.
Indeed.
They continue. Their arguments boil down to, and they put this in quotes, because sure, someone said these exact words. There's no way this kind of shit happens today! Exclamation.
I'm willing to bet that was not the most popular argument being made, but all right.
Yes, it was. Well, they continue. They say, well, it not only goes on, it's common globally. The UN estimates the yearly value of the human trafficking industry at $32 billion. What now?
The article was about sex trafficking, not human trafficking. Human trafficking numbers include people who are forced to work in garment sweatshops, fucking making iPhones, agricultural trafficking.
Whoa, garment sweatshops?
Garment sweatshops.
That people put on their naked bodies?
Yes.
Which naked bodies are sexual, so right. They are sex workers if they're making those garments.
Okay.
Do people not sometimes have sex with garments on? Okay, well, maybe you should consider all the angles, mm-hmm. Bernie bro. Yes.
Oh, God, these people are so disingenuous.
So that makes it the third largest criminal industry on the planet, lagging only behind guns and drugs.
Okay.
But guns are actually hard-ons.
Guns are hard-ons.
That's right. And depending on which drugs you have determines if you're a good guy or a bad guy.
Yeah.
Let's see here. The vast majority of it is sex slavery, and law enforcement almost never succeeds in punishing the culprits. Motherfucker. It doesn't have
actually,
that last
word. Actually,
that's
not true. The majority of trafficking is actually agricultural labor trafficking, but okay, fuck facts. Fuck facts.
Okay, so agriculture does not include, like, cucumbers and shit. Very phallic. So these people, do they not have to stroke these cucumbers out of the ground?
Do you just want to get to the eggplant joke now or later?
What is that?
Oh, you know, eggplants, that's the emoji for the, you know.
Oh, that's a penis joke.
That's a penis joke.
Okay, so eggplants. So people have to get forced across borders to touch giant black penises. That's sex trafficking. Okay?
Yes.
All right. All right, we saw that shit with Ray J. You're like, what the hell? That young man is dangerous.
Game, posting his thirst trap pics.
Walking around, what do you just put out the top of your pants and put it in your pocket, son? How do you carry that around? You like, you actually need MC Hammer pants. What is that? Let's take a look here. Yeah, Sophia Loco's having a hard time, and it's my fault. I cause these problems.
It usually is your fault.
Yeah. Let's see. So now they continue with this very serious article on cracked.com. They named it after what the people that demonized gangster rap and Tide Pods were doing. We're talking about millions of victims, probably 80% of them female. Females, cuz.
Probably. So that's not an actual stat.
Yeah, it is.
Okay.
Jesus Christ. Didn't they say 80% after probably? Okay, so there's a number. So statistically, they have numerized it, numerically.
Hey, did you know that 4 out of 5 statistics are made up on the spot?
Let's see.
You can't laugh. It makes me laugh. And then stuff goes up my nose and it hurts. You're an asshole.
I can't laugh. It makes you laugh. I'm an ass because I laughed at your joke. Ooh, I live in a world where women are funny and I laugh at their jokes.
Shut up.
That's
misogynoir. Somehow.
These are also facts.
Yes.
So they continue saying, so, though all numbers are just educated guesses in parentheses.
Oh, okay.
But they're educated guesses.
Uh-huh.
All right. Uh-huh. They took classes on these penises. All right.
A PhD in eggplants? All right.
That's a hard program to get through.
Because it has a hard on, or?
It can be hard on you. So they say, how is this shit even possible? Well, to get to an even clearer picture of the horror, we spoke to an expert who works with sex trafficking victims in Europe and a former victim from right here in the USA, and they said, pimps are subtle.
Wait, does this person have a name?
They put Christina in quotes. And they go through that the deal of like, you know, you thought he was your boyfriend, right. and he puts you up and forces you in the business.
Right.
You know? And these things are very important. Now, you get back to the article and outside of the quotes, and they say, so this is why it complicates the why not legalize prostitution, it's a transaction between two consenting adults argument. Where you find prostitution, you always find some who are there against their will. Everybody does something in capitalism against their will.
Okay. Let's see, like, this argument is so fucking shady because you're saying, well, but some people are trafficked. Okay, but legalizing prostitution does not decriminalize trafficking. Trafficking is a separate offense. It's still illegal. It's still a felony to traffic people.
Yeah,
like,
if I traffic you to give you broccoli and take you to the movies, I still trafficked you.
Yes, right? Because you can't force, well, I mean, capitalism, but, like, you know. You can't, like, kidnap people and force them to labor for you. And, like, that's something that they ignore is, like, well, but people are there against their will. Okay, well, people are in the farming industry against their will who are trafficked. We're not trying to fucking outlaw Kraft cheese because some people in the dairy industry are trafficked. Like, what the fuck? Disingenuous arguments.
The ones that are vegans are.
Oh my God, you guys, the cows.
Cows are being trafficked.
Cows are being trafficked. Yeah. Cows are being raped and impregnated against their will and having their offspring stolen. And if that isn't important to you, you're a bad person and you're a speciesist. I'm a speciesist. I don't give a fuck.
Yeah. I mean, what do the udders look like? Whole bunch of penises. So, like, when you drink milk, you are actually a sex trafficking victim of multiple penises.
Yo, I saw a vegan who legit thought milk is white because it's pus from infected udders.
That's damn. That's kind of like one of the homegirls back when I lived in Florida. She thought that eggs were man-made.
What?
And she was like 24 years old when she said that these words out loud. And I was like, I'm glad that you said this just among us, so we could tell you that they're very not. And she's from Jacksonville. Nigga, you ain't seen a farm or nothing? And no one told her? She had an older sister.
Wait, but, like, no, but it never occurred to you, like, why are there always pictures of chickens around eggs?
She's never considered it. She actually thought that chickens bred like mammals. And she's not, this is really the only really weird thing she thought. It's not like this was consistent that she said shit like this. It was just this one. And again, I'm glad she said it to us. And not around a group of people that she was trying to get a job from.
Jesus Christ. All right.
And Sophia Loco in the archived chat space on the Facebooze Live, WineCellarMedia.com, she said, when I'm not being compared to a cow because I'm brown and have a uterus, then maybe I'll start worrying about the cows.
Exactly.
They're just trying to... They're not insulting you. They're trying to build solidarity of some sort.
Yeah.
Of some sort.
Mm-hmm.
Isn't Sophia Loco one of them Harvard niggas? Got all that education?
I do believe has a degree, if that was the question.
Yeah, you've been on the program before. You should be on the program more.
Yeah.
She says she heard someone said they thought cotton came from sheep.
What?
Isn't that wool?
Yes.
Even I know that. And I don't know a lot of things, folks. Like, I'm really not smart. What else?
Shit like that just baffles me. It's like, so the whole, like, slaves picking cotton, hold on a cotton picking minute, like, cotton gin, like, nothing?
Think about, well, how do you think they exercise the fast twitch muscle? Chasing those sheep around to pick the cotton off of them. That's what I am. Why you think Negroes are so fat? How you
That's
think?
That's why black people have a fast twitch muscle. Oh,
yeah. Chasing them around. You didn't know that, did you?
I have nothing. Yeah. I have nothing.
Picking cotton off them sheets. She said, Princeton nigger. Oh, we were just watching that movie, Get on the Bus. What do you call a black man with a Lexus dealership?
Nigger.
Get on the Bus. Everybody should go back and rewatch that again. It's an interesting film. Let's see.
Whatever. It was just anti-light skin propaganda.
You want to just get to the stories? Folks can go to this cracked.com if they should so like. I'll even drop the link.
Did they say does it have the name of the author?
Shit. What was there? Robert Evans.
Oh, so clearly somebody who knows about being sex trafficked as a teenage girl.
Was Robert, and he's purple, and he lives in Plano, Texas, and his name is Robert Evans. He's an editorial manager at cracked.com, and he also says, I run the personal experience article team. I can be reached at revenswriter@gmail.com.
Okay.
And you can tell him what you think about his really smart articles about stuff and things.
I should.
Oh, you're going to look for them on the Twitters, aren't you?
Oh, maybe.
All right, and that there is in the archived chat space, linked the funk up.
Yes.
Phoenix Leader's having a good time.
I am. Wait, did you put all the articles in the show notes? Because there's a lot of articles today.
I don't know if I missed any. I don't think I did.
Okay.
I know I definitely got the... That's not really a Becky Raps matter, is it?
I didn't listen to it yet.
No, but it's not a European woman.
It's an Asian person.
Do we know of which particular nation or continent or something?
I don't know. All I heard is that they got backlash and then just kind of doubled down and were like, no, I'm right.
I'm going to that shit now. Fuck that. Fuck that shit, man. I want to hear the heat. I want to hear these bars.
You know bars are not happening. Stop it.
And this is Christina Wong. Mm-hmm. I don't know. Where's the last name Wong from?
I think that's Chinese, but...
Maybe Wong. So Wong might be Chinese. Oh, shit. Okay. All right. So she's got bars. She's spitting. These are the facts. And it's called No Pity by Christina Wong and Nerio Badman. And it's Empire Records Uganda.
Okay.
And... it's getting big hits. It has 72 whole shares. Yeah, let's see what Christina Wong is bringing to the table.
Citizens of the first world, listen up. You want to help the third world?
What? Oof. She's about to tell you how you can help the third world, fucko. All right, break this shit down.
Here's how. Stop feeling sorry.
Stop feeling sorry? Okay.
Is this about to be some, like, colorblind bullshit?
I don't know, but she's got some colored fellers in the background, and they're just kind of doing stuff. One's working on a bicycle and whatnot. They're all having a good time.
Wong on the mic, Nerio on the beat, international hip-hop collaboration.
Wait, nigga, it's supposed to rhyme. Wait a second, what happened? That was confusing.
It was a confusing metaphor.
Yes, rhymes that don't rhyme. Wait a second.
Stop feeling sorry. Big Wong on the mic, Nerio on the beat, international hip-hop collaboration.
What the fuck happened?
I don't know.
All right, and did she call herself...
Why is her website...
She called herself Big Wong, which, okay. Fine, this is the penis jokes episode. Big Wong. All right, let's see.
1, 2... Let's do it!
What? This is the worst Akon impression ever. Mm. What is that?
Let's do it! No shame! No pity!
Okay, no shame, no pity. I don't even know what the guy is saying. I cannot tell what the F he is saying at all. And then she's got African children in the background carrying items on their heads, walking.
Yo, this is her website. Look at the fucking links. It's like handwritten scribbles and shit.
All right, so the links on her website are...
in the worst font known to mankind.
Okay, so it's not what they say. Is this like an artist website?
I guess that's like her website. Like she's a musician or something.
Nigga, the short bio has like 200 words. Oh, Jezebel, huh? She's been published in Jezebel, I think. It just says featured in. Oh, it says featured in, and then it just lists a gang of shit.
Yeah.
Comedy Central and FX. A series called How to Not Pick Up Asian Chicks. So she can deal with racism against white people and be racist to black people. This is why we don't have people of color solidarity.
I mentioned something about working in Hong Kong, so maybe that's her origin.
Maybe.
Maybe.
And Hong Kong is in...
I believe it was part of China, and then Britain conned China out of it, and then it went back to Britain in, like, 2000.
Wait, so white people just own a part of China?
They did, yeah. I believe that was one of the lasting effects of the Opium Wars. Where, like, they had it for, like, I don't know, like, 100 years or something, so they had it from, like, 1899 to 1999 or some shit like that. It was, yeah.
White people?
Yeah.
You see a child covered in flies. I see a spirit wander streetwise.
What? You see a child covered in flies. I see a spirit one that streetwise? How the fuck you streetwise? There ain't no damn street. Niggas in grass and shit.
Covered in flies. I see a spirit wander streetwise. You see a man who walks with no shoes. I see a man who's overpaid his dues.
Overpaid? How are you paying shit that's being taken from you? That's not payment.
Oh my God.
It's like what Chris Rock said about taxes. That's a jack.
Fallon, you're an asshole for doing this to us. We still love you, but you're an asshole.
See a kid making toys from the trash. I see creativity that can't be bought with cash.
What if the kid had toys that could be bought with cash? Making toys from the trash? No, they're just playing with trash. They didn't make shit.
You see a woman selling food with every muscle. I see a mother who will never stop the hustle.
No, that's the struggle.
What is freaking me out is that she just has black people working behind her every time she gives off one of these corny-ass lines.
Yeah, well, she's wearing, like, this Kmart dashiki pantsuit. It looks like Hillary Clinton went Hotep. What is this?
I don't know.
You see a war-torn, poor, crumbling nation. I see a country on the brink of innovation.
On the brink of innovation. And which country? Africa? No, Uganda.
Africa, it's country, Uganda.
Okay, so Uganda's on the brink of innovation right now. I don't know if you knew that. They're actually going to protect net neutrality from there. Here you go, Americans. We are going to save you one time, but you are still outsiders.
Still outsiders.
Oh shit, she does more things.
It's just rough, like you hear him sing and I was like, okay, and then she just cut. I was like, oh, she's
no shame.
Still there. She's still there.
With her voice and her and face.
And it's a voice. It is a voice.
Let's see. Is she gonna rap some more? I think she's singing.
I don't know. I don't know.
Invest in classrooms, not begging behavior. No more false gods. Let people be their own.
They said invest in classrooms, not begging behavior?
Yeah.
That doesn't make sense. It's racist, but I don't know exactly how. Because it doesn't make sense. But I know she's saying that they're begging. Do they need to invest in their own classrooms?
Like some bootstrap shit.
Ah.
It sounds bootstrappy.
Well, then looks like you need to go to MSNBC and tell Lawrence O'Donnell to stop buying desks for kids out there.
false gods. Let people be their own saviors. Nobody wants to be the subject of your pity. Believe in the power to change. That's his ditty. Give a man a fish and you feed him for a night.
It's a ditty? She said okay. That's a ditty?
Give a man a...
not... All right, fine, whatever.
That's what sadiddy means. Fact.
Believe in the power to change. That's a ditty. Give a man a fish and you feed him for a night. Teach him how to fish and you feed him for handouts.
That was very blatant bootstrap.
Yep, and then she's saying something about handouts and got a nigga wearing a t-shirt with old English letters that says Wong. Big Wong. So you just gonna walk around and put your big Wong on his chest?
Ew.
Handouts are a short-term solution. Education leads to long-term evolution.
Education. So how's that education been working out for Fallon?
Fallon has a lot of education. Fallon is very smart.
She's getting the big bucks.
I mean, she's still black, so calm the fuck down.
Well, I mean, there's a rapper named Too Short. He didn't graduate from high school. He's got the big bucks. Snoop Dogg only has a high school degree. He got the big bucks. I'm not getting big bucks, but we're not in that apartment anymore.
We're not.
And I ain't be got no education fine. I just got, like, some wrenches and shit.
Got wrenches and shit. Someone critiqued this on Facebook in the thread where Fallon tagged us. It's kind of funny.
Oh, shit. They were talking shart?
Yes.
Wait, well, so they were hating on this.
No shame.
No shame.
No pity. Your fears and not your psalms. Trust potential and keep calm. Cause who sent you? Yo, Christina Wong.
Yo, Christina Wong.
Wait, did you say stay calm because we've sent you Christina Wong?
Let's see.
Trust potential and keep calm. Cause who sent you? Yo, Christina Wong.
No, they sent you. Yo, Christina Wong.
Was it like Yo MTV Raps?
What's the haps on the snaps? Shake them up, shake them up, shake them up, shake them. Yeah, backdoor little Joe. Nice guy. Very nice guy. There's other things going on that actually matter.
Oh, you didn't want to hear any of the...
the critiques.
Yes.
Reasonable critiques?
Reasonable critiques. Christina Wong shared this in a Facebook group I'm in. When even other East Asians questioned it, she got snarky and called it, quote, an international creative collaboration. It's not. It's just really, really bad. Besides the usage of black people as a mere backdrop in the video, the cringe-inducing rapping, appropriation of AAVE, and vague reference to Africa as if they're all one horde is really disgusting in the message of the video. The idea that poor, exploited, colonized people can be seen differently in some neoliberal repackaging of poverty with disruption as creativity. All of this is really and truly disgusting. It takes a lack of conscience to be able to erase people's oppression and rebrand it. It's positivity culture run amok. She is contributing to erasing people's specificities, as well as the reasons and power relations behind their oppression. I'm shocked she actually thought this was a good idea. Where's the collaboration? What is she bringing to these people? She's using them, and I'm betting she didn't pay for them to be in the background. But what are they getting in return? She got herself a music video, even though it's a stretch to call it that. And they got what? A chance to be poor and destitute in her video? This is appropriation and exploitation, and I'm not surprised an East Asian person came up with this. After all, who is better at mimicking whiteness than them? Displeased.
Hell, if you had no camera on him and you heard John Cho talk, that's a white feller. Hell, that's... Where did many of us in our teen years learn the acronym MILF? John Cho in a movie called American Pie. All right. What in the holy heck darn else is going on here, Mike?
All the stuff. All the things.
All the single stories?
All the single stories.
Fucking Christ. Hey, check this out over here. This is coming off of CBC.ca,
yes.
Meaning California.
Meaning Canada.
Oh. Yep, that means Canadier. All right, and Nova Scotia at that. So, Sergeant Kevin McIntyre was charged in 2015 in a 2015 incident involving a Royal Canadian Navy Superior officer. And this article went up by Michael MacDonald of the Canadian Press, and it went up June 28th, just a few couple days back. All right, let's take a look here in these fellas, man. Now, a Halifax-based military police officer has been found guilty of... Not guilty. Woo! Watch me. Was found not guilty of sexually assault? Is that how they talk in Canada?
I think that's a typo.
Okay. Guilty of sexual assault in a case involving a superior officer during a Royal Canadian Navy exercise in Scotland. A 5-man military panel delivered the verdict for Sergeant Kevin McIntyre on Wednesday evening.
That's cool. He got to be judged by 5 male peers in a sexual assault case. That's cool.
Yeah. What?
Uh-huh.
And I don't know if do they do the same thing as McMurica, where it's only, it's like military guys that are also doing it.
Yeah.
So potential other military rapists.
Yeah.
That are like, no, we know what you were doing. You were just pumpkin patching. All right. Now, McIntyre had been charged in an... You know how Canadians talk.
It should be like maple syruping or something. That's their thing. Maple leafing.
Maple leafing.
Yes.
They ain't gay. It's just maple leafing.
Mm-hmm.
That's all, man. Just leave us alone and let us not be gay together over here, man. All right. Hell, it's just a little leaf blowing, if you will, sometimes. Fellas having a little... A little dandy time. All right, so McIntyre had been charged in an incident involving the woman in her Glasgow hotel room September 27th, 2015. The verdict came only hours after military judge CDR JBM Pelletier delivered his final instructions to the panel. McIntyre dressed in traditional green dress uniform and distinctive red beret. Sat with a straight back. Oh, like he sat up straight.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, sat with a straight back in the as the verdict was handed to the judge in a sealed envelope. The as he learned the panel's decision, McIntyre closed his eyes and slowly tilted his head back, drawing a deep breath as he leaned forward. The proceedings in the military court lasted a week and a half. The woman, whose name is protected by a publication ban, testified she told the 48-year-old McIntyre no multiple times and repeatedly pushed his hand away. The defense lawyer, David Bright, argued that the two had consensual sex. No, it wouldn't! And that the woman reported the incident to cover the fact that she slept with a subordinate and cheated on her husband. Partial recollection. The naval officer in immediate command of the unit testified that the female officer only offered a partial recollection of an alleged sexual assault at the time and did not want to proceed with charges. She made a formal complaint in March of 2016.
That was very sneaky the way they snuck the misogyny in that sentence.
Yeah.
Naval officer and the female officer. Is she not also a naval officer? She works with them.
No.
No.
It's a no. Female, cuz. And I say that because that's when I started hating that word when I was a teenager. And I'd be fucking with, like, little rap groups and shit. And it'd usually be, like, all guys, because that's just who we know. And the woman would just be like, we need a female, cuz. And I'm like, you go in the bathroom, crank one out, and let's get back to writing rhymes, because you're not thinking about a girl or woman here to rap with us. Mm-hmm. That's not what you're thinking about. All right. The two had been part of a group that had been out drinking and socializing earlier that night. Well, that woman out drinking, therefore, whore!
Mm-hmm.
During the court martial, the woman testified she awoke to find McIntyre in her bed and didn't know how he had entered the room.
Not at all terrifying. Nope, not at all. Ugh.
The only thing I remember is waking up to him touching me, she told the military court. She said she didn't want to have sex, but she and McIntyre eventually but McIntyre eventually penetrated her while she lay on her stomach. The complainant said she believes she just froze. Haven't we heard that before? Hmm. It's called fear. But McIntyre testifies she didn't object at any point during the sex. He believes was consensual. Quote, she never said no to me once. I thought she was consenting. No words is no.
Also, you thought.
And also,
you didn't ask. You didn't get a, you didn't actually obtain consent if you thought and you didn't know.
And she said no.
And I believe her.
Yeah. That is real easy to do. Remember the attorney's name is Mr. Bright, and Bright took issue with testimony that she couldn't eat in the weeks following the incident, producing an October 11th, 2015 Facebook photo showing her sitting before a large plate of food during a high tea at a Glasgow restaurant. So sitting in front of a plate of food, and there's a picture of you sitting in front of it, that means you ate all that shit, and it means you eat all the time.
It also means that you're not pretending to be normal, even though you're incredibly traumatized by something, because you haven't come out publicly with it.
No one pretends to be normal. Everyone just either is normal or is not.
Right, right.
No one out there is faking it.
Right.
Everyone's genuine.
Mm-hmm. Everyone is.
Yeah. When people ask you, how are you doing, they want a full answer. None of that fine shit. You break down the paragraphs. We're not in a hurry. We're moseying.
Well, that was like, you know, that's the guerrilla feminism logic. If somebody asks you if you're fine and asks you how you are and you say you're fine, but you're not actually fine, you're a bad friend and you should disclose any and all previous trauma you have encountered. Fuck them.
Yeah. But, you know, I mean, LaCrista Greco's doing big things, big things, big things. LaCrista Greco was recently down in D.C. lobbying for sex workers' rights with Bernie staffers. LaCrista Greco went to, took a couple of trips out to Los Angeles to speak in closed events. Was on a panel out there in another one out in Illinois, and actually had a an OG BDSM pornography sex worker on the program, and yeah, just out there getting the work done, you know.
You're funny.
What? 'Cause I'm telling the truth.
Yeah, that wasn't LaCrista. That was me.
No, that's a woman of color, olive girls.
Right.
She's out there doing it.
Yeah, somebody told me that her name was actually Krista. She added the la to it to be fancy.
Yeah, to sound niggerish. Let's keep it greasy. Fucking. Mm. So he says she didn't object. And now in the plate of food, the article continues. This is off of the Canada website. The woman said she took the photo to reassure her family back home that she was well during her trip and that she actually ate very little that day. Smiling photos harmed credibility defense. Other photos posted on social media show the woman smiling with her team members. No one fake smiles.
No one fake smiles.
All right. All those fucking staff members that work in McDonald's, they are actually that happy when you walk in.
Which is also like, mind you, they said this happened at an exercise in Scotland. They're from Canada. So she's away from her family, away from her support system, gets assaulted, and then they're like, but you're with your team members not saying anything in a foreign country, surrounded by dudes, one of them who is definitely a rapist, the other ones who might be rapists, away from everyone you know. How dare you not speak up then instantly and say something?
What the fuck? Might be accidental, a little friendly fire there. Whoops! So something that Bright had said harmed her credibility. But military prosecutor, I think that MAJ is short for Major.
Yes.
Major Larry Langlois. Langlois?
Langlois?
I don't know. It's Langlois. And Langlau argued that the pictures didn't prove anything, saying there are, quote, no rules, end quote, about how victims are supposed to act in the aftermath of a sexual assault. Pretty easy there. It continues saying, the defense will be grasping at straws. There is no normal or typical way to behave, end quote. During his closing argument, Mr. Bright wondered why the woman fell asleep with McIntyre still in her bed after the alleged assault.
That's so silly. And I mean, what? Like, so, because it's over, you're safe now. So, yeah? I mean, what are you supposed to do? Kick the guy out?
And then there's the formal report delay.
Yes.
I agree we shouldn't concern ourselves with rape myths. We should concern ourselves with common sense, because he's a rapper now.
Oh, God. As if those things aren't conflated, but okay.
He also noted that she didn't make a formal report for 6 months. But Ling Lau, the prosecuting attorney, said there are many reasons why victims might not report a sexual assault right away, including embarrassment and fear of re-traumatization during the court process. When the 5-member panel was discharged by the judge Wednesday, all of the armed forces members in the small windowless room stood at attention and saluted. As the judge left the courtroom, McIntyre smiled and embraced Bright. Afterwards, Bright said neither he nor his client would comment on the case. The two military prosecutors also declined to comment.
I like how he's like, well, she didn't come forward soon enough. Well, yeah, maybe because she knew that you were going to be like, you are sitting in a plate, sitting with a plate of food, you fucking liar.
Yeah.
What the fuck?
You food-eating whore. Oh, you know how those fucking slut-bag whores love eating food. And only them.
Only them. Nobody else eats, actually. Everyone else is on a hunger strike. True story.
All of us normal pro-celibate people that somehow still breed, we don't eat food.
You don't eat food.
Fuck no.
No.
All you do is just get down there, pray to Jesus for a full belly, get it, and go to bed. Whores eat food. And it shows you how many whores there are, because look at how much food there is.
Yes.
Restaurants, yes. Grocery stores,
yes.
Fucking soup kitchens,
yes.
Everywhere. Hungry, hungry whores. That's the board game I'm making.
Hungry, hungry.
That's a weird podcast.
It is. Also, hungry, hungry whores sounds like a porno.
Hungry.
Like we're back. We've come back full circle to porn and the moral panic.
Yep. Hungry, yeah. Hungry whores. And that's why they got sex trafficked to pick eggplants. Because you were hungry.
Oh, no.
All right.
I don't know what the fuck is wrong with us either. You're the one listening to this shit. The fuck is wrong with you?
Shit, you're the people that just gave us... What's with the 5,000 extra downloads over the weekend? This is what you like?
Yes.
This is your thing? All right. Well, he was found guilty. Fuck him. Kill him, really. Make me Emperor William. We'll handle this. And David Bright. Yeah, and, you know, a couple of other guys in there. Just, you know, on GP. That's general principle.
Rapists right. Make great fertilizer.
They do. You should kill them.
You should.
All right. I mean, that's about it. I gotta fucking, I gotta go to sleep. They got me out. It's one of those... days we're going in a couple minutes early, not a full hour, a couple minutes early tomorrow morning.
Okay.
All right, so paypal.me/phoenixandwilliam, patreon.com/winecellarmediafund. Phoenix Kalita is having trouble trying to set up an Amazon wish list.
No, I think I got it.
Okay.
I tweeted it.
So Phoenix Kalita, she wants all kind of gifts. What do you want on there?
I have some books. I have some art. Yeah, I have some, canning stuff for canning. I have a cookbook. I have just all kinds of just things I like. Because, you know, my birthday's at the end of the month, so if you want to buy me something for my birthday, I have an Amazon wish list up on my Twitter.
Yep. Yeah, she was born 2 years before me, but our fucking birthdays are fucking, 6 days off?
Yeah.
Yeah, it's pretty gosh darn close. Yeah, like, if we were partying, folks, like, we could just do them on the party on the same damn day.
But you don't celebrate your birthday.
But wouldn't it be cool, though? We could basically just have a wedding cake every year.
That would be the shit.
Maybe we should start partying. I think you know, like, one white woman up here.
Yeah.
I probably have a coworker I can invite over. You know, much English, but, you know, fuck it.
So, like, 4 people just...
Oh, and a whole wedding cake.
And a whole wedding... Wait, how many tears?
I'm glad I figured that out a couple seconds after you said it. What do people have? Like 4? 5?
I think like 3 or 4 is kind of...
Reasonable?
Yeah.
Yeah?
That's a lot of cake.
All right.
Let them eat cake.
there you have it. I mean, hell, that's what the white feminists argued for.
Sheet cake! If Hillary won, I would be at brunch right now.
Shit, see, and that shows that Elon James White's even more of a white woman than you. That nigga already at brunch. He ain't got time for that shit. Shit.
Like, I got paid. Fuck y'all niggas.
All right. Yeah, paypal.me/PhoenixAndWilliam, patreon.com/WineCellarMediaFund, and Phoenix Collider has a Amazon wish list that she's putting up on the Twitters and having a grand old time there. All right. All y'all fuckers gonna have a good one there. Facebook Live finish. Bam. Bye. And then podcast audio, I'm gonna get rid of you too. I don't like your ass podcast audio. What's this program called? Audacity that I'm recording on? I don't like you, Audacity.
Yo.
I didn't hit stop yet, fool.
Oh.